copyright Forum of Christian Leaders. The contents contained on this website are solely for your own individual, non-commercial, and informational use. Any other use is strictly prohibited without our express prior written consent. See the full copyright disclosure at focalonline.org.
But I want to welcome you back to this pre-forum seminar on the crowns of old age. The crown of sacred blessing, the crown of substantial rejoicing, the crown of spiritual rest, the crown of spiritual reproduction. But I need to move on because I'm not getting any younger. I'm getting older as you watch, in fact. We could do a time lapse and say, man, he just grew another hour older. But there is another purpose for this event we call aging, that it can be used as a time to wear the crown of serious reflection in old age. You know, I don't know, and I was just thinking about this the other day, whether I'm going to experience dementia or Alzheimer's and so forth. So I better use this time while I have some mental faculty as a season of reflection on the meaning and the purpose of my life, of where I've been, where I am today, and where I'm going. In the words of the old saying, instead of worrying about adding years to our lives, we need to be sure we're adding life to our years. And it's a choice. Do you understand that if you're a miserable old person, it's because you chose to be? Even with all the physical trauma, I know plenty of people who are joyful in the midst of. It's a choice. You know, if you have your soul unsatisfied, if your life is empty and hollow and futile, if you're like Solomon, who said for some people they would cry out that it's better if they'd never been born. Well, so many are like that. But we can also choose the other side, to be like the fulfilled old men in the Bible. And boy, if you're at my age, you start to think about these guys. We can choose to be like a Job, who the Bible who says died an old man and full of days. Wow, I want that. I want to be full of days. I don't want to just live out days and tick off the calendar. The Lord numbers our days, you know, but it's more than that. He says, cry out for a heart of wisdom every one of those days. I don't know how long I will live. I'm on borrowed time. When my dad died at 49, when I turned 50, I was in crisis. My brothers were in crisis. Now, what do we do now? I didn't even plan for retirement up to that time because I thought I'd be dead. And then I reached 60. What do I do now? And then now I reached 70 last week. What do I do now? I might just end up 80 or 90 or even 100. Wow. And you know what? I want to be like Job, who died an old man and full of days. We can also choose to be like Abraham, who the Bible says breathed his last and died, watch this, in a ripe old age, an old man, and satisfied with life. How many times we look over the timeline of our lives and we're dissatisfied, but that's a choice. We can also choose to be like David, who fulfilled the purpose of God in his generation, and then he fell asleep. Don't you love that? In Acts 13, verse 36, I want that said at my memorial service, should I die. That Jim fulfilled the purpose of God in his generation, maybe two generations, maybe three. He fulfilled the purpose of God in his generation, and then he fell asleep in the arms of Jesus. I want that. I don't want them to just say, you know, Jim Cece was born, you know, May 17th, 1950, and died, you know, 20, whatever. I'm concerned about the dash on my gravestone. Not the day of my birth, not the day of my death, but what happened in the middle? And instead of our lives being empty and futile, I believe they can be full and fertile. And you know, everything in my Bible points to that, that we might have life. But Jesus said in John 10:10 that we might have it more abundantly. You know, the Italians have a word for that abundance when you eat something and there's a fullness of it. I think there's an even Romanian word for that. And most of you, where you eat something and you just say, oh, it's so tasty, it's so abundant. Even in old age. That's why Solomon said in Ecclesiastes 12:1, remember also the Creator in the days of your youth before the evil days come. You know, even remembering now. And before the years draw near when you will say, I have no delight in them. You want to live a godly old man as a godly old man or godly old woman, you start today. You should have started a long time ago, but you can start today. And that's where we get to people who are discouraged. And we say to them, in one sense, the old saying, this is the first day of the rest of your lives. Make it better. You either get better or you get bitter. Too many are being allowed to be bitter. And I say it's inexcusable. You look at them and say, God has something better for you. Let me help you, guide you through this. So rather than you pose your question now, I want to ask you some questions, all right? I want you to think about this. I want to be a little bit of a shepherd, if I might, in your heart, if you'd allow me to. And, you know, nobody's in the room here. You're all by yourself, perhaps. You may be watching with others. You can still be private in this. But if you were to answer my question, what would you say to this? In what ways are you unsatisfied with your life so far? I didn't ask what didn't you accomplish that you wanted to accomplish, and I wish I'd written 3 books, I wish I'd done this or that. I'm asking, in what ways are you unsatisfied? Many of us grieve perhaps over family members that are not following the Lord, but that shouldn't bring the unsatisfaction unless you didn't do anything about telling them. If you weren't clear in presenting of your testimony of the faithfulness of God and their need for Christ, then you should be unsatisfied. But if you've told the story, then you leave the rest up to the hand of God. But then I ask you this, what changes can you make now? If there is a sense of being unsatisfied with your old age, or your impending old age if you're younger, in what ways can you make some changes now? In what ways would those closest to you, if they were going to write your memorial service and you're alive to read it, in what way would they say of you, if the truth be told, that you fulfilled the purpose of God in your generation before you fell asleep? That might be a conversation that you might ask if we're bold enough to ask it. Will those closest to us say at our funerals, if they're telling the truth, that we led fulfilled lives?